the river and saw that beautiful moss. I mean, that was beautiful. And it still is. And that's one of the reasons I love that place as well, is on account of the God's nature, scene.
Yes.
And then I can see the boats and hear the boats, and I love that.
What kind of boats are those that go on the river?
Well, they was mostly little motor boats at the time. But there are larger boats going up and down there now.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And this is the, let's see, Kennesaw, did you say that?
Kennesaw River.
Kennesaw River.
It's the Lower Bryant Land.
I see. That's a fairly good-sized river?
Yeah, Kennesaw is a fine river. Yeah. It goes in, makes a connection with the Mobile River way above that. It's Mount Vernon, I believe, somewhere right in there.
I see.
Yeah.
Does it handle the shipping and all that kind of thing?
Well, not too much great shipping on the Mobile River, though. They do care a lot, you know. It's a tideless river, and they have a lot of tugboats in there.
I see.
Full provisions.
Did you say you were a river coon?
Yeah, I call myself a river coon.
What does that mean?
That means just like a coon, you know, coon, a lot of coons in this river swamp. And I just call it, that's an old river coon. And it's, you know, a lot of old darkies up there, you know. And they can tell me some great stories about the nature and about the animals in the swamp, bear, especially deer, and they even showed me a pine tree, real large, where those bear on the south side, they would scratch on this pine tree and make a big sign, and each one come along would scratch and get this tar to come out and rub that wool in that tar. And to keep the mosquitoes, I suppose, from biting their heads so bad in that swamp, you know, a lot of mosquitoes. Okay. And so I learned about that, and they got a mound right close to this tree. It's this big pine tree. And it's as high as these oaks that the Indians had built. And it's tremendous. And
what was it for?
This mound? Oh, I guess they built it to get out of high water. Got to get up on out of high water. It's a big thing.
Yeah,
big thing. And big trees growing on it now. Timber. And Mr. Mike Mellon, that owns a little sawmill, he was cutting timber up there for the sawmill in the swamp. And I went to the office one day and I asked him, I said, Mr. MacMillan, I said, Mr. Johnny, I said, you remember up at the mound, I said, there's a big old pine there where those animals, those bear scratches it and rubs on it. I said, what about, let's don't cut that pine. Would it be all right that you miss that tree and don't cut it for lumber? I said, that's a great scenery to me. It's a huge tree. And I like to go there and look where those bear has clawed that pine. And the last time I was there, I got on my tiptoes, take my middle finger, and I just could touch the last sign that the big bear put down.
Is that right?
And the darky told me, huh? The old darky told me, he said, now he says, I tell you what, he said, that's a pretty big bear to get up that high and scratch on a tree. But he says, what that's for now, he says, the next one comes along. The male comes along and tries that, and if he can't reach where that one did, says he won't stay there. He'll move on out.
Is that right?
Yeah, and that was what that was all about.